The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, coming to Fort Pierce, January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker, Apostle Aramis Hines, on the danger of men and isolation.
I think about men in isolation and how shame, whether it's gambling, whether it's pornography, whether it's just struggling to keep a good job and struggling at home and not wanting to tell anyone. These types of situations can often cause us to go into isolation. The enemy loves to have us in isolation. He can't stand when we're working together, when we're transparently supporting one another and nurturing one another in our walk. And so if he can get us alone, he's got a better chance of keeping us stuck. But the moment we release ourselves from those self-inflicting prisons, what happens is we get into a position where we can be nurtured, we can be strengthened. We'll find out oftentimes that others are dealing with the same things that we're dealing with. We're not the only ones dealing with it. And so when we come together at this conference and we glean on one another, we're going to be able to get fed, and then God can ignite us with purpose, and we'll be ready to go forward in the things of God.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's like a house, but the edges of the universe are all frozen. Amen. They're frozen. There's a roof. You can read all this in the book of Job. The edges. So outside the edges of the universe are eternity. Amen. No created being can dwell there. Amen. Only God. Amen. Angels don't go there. Amen. Just God. Nothing created is there except God. So when God decided to flood the earth, he didn't just flood the earth, he flooded the universe. Yeah. Amen. He melted the borders. It all became water. When Satan rebelled, Amen. God decided to destroy. How did he do it? With a flood, water. Peter talks about it. I won't go deep into this, but Peter talks about a flood, but he's not talking about the flood of Noah.
Amen.
Read in the book of Peter. You'll run across it. Peter talks about a flood, but he wasn't talking about the flood of Noah. We know the flood of Noah did what it did, but there was a flood before that. That's why in the beginning, water covered the face of the deep. Everything was water, because God had destroyed everything. The enemy had no residence. But when God began to clear up the atmospheres of the earth, here comes the enemy. But see, he was just playing into what God's plan was, because God was about to create someone in his image and his likeness that was being created to take the enemy out. Amen. You ain't going to have no fights in heaven no more. I'm putting somebody on the earth. They're going to take you out. Help me, church. I got any real warriors in here that understand your assignment? We're not here just to look pretty. Amen. We're here to wage war. Spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen to this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of the world. Spiritual wickedness where?
In the high places.
What are we talking about?
In the high places.
Where are they?
In the high places.
See, the word of God is the highest frequency. But in the heavenly realm or that high place, there are evil spirits too. That's why you got to have some discernment. You got to have Holy Spirit. He's the discerner. Jesus said, I do nothing of myself. I don't judge after my eyes, what my eyes see. I judge what Holy Spirit is telling me. Tell somebody, just do what the Holy Spirit tells you. It may not make sense, but he knows. He sees, he discerns, he knows tomorrow. He knows where the enemy's at. He knows where your blessing is. Oh, yeah, he knows. That's why we live from within. The kingdom of God is not out there. It's without observation. It's within you. So you must develop the ear to hear from within. And the ability to see from within. The ability to speak from within. I can't count the people I've gone to, and I felt impressed to say something, even with prophecy. And Holy Spirit saying, I'm saying, hey, I don't know if this is going to make sense to you, but how'd you know that? I said, I really know that. I think it's the Lord that knows that, but he kind of showed that to me. You know, when you listen.
Amen.
And when you go into the high place, like Elijah, those prophets were in the high places. Elijah, the king of Syria, wanted to attack Israel. And Elijah's sitting up in his living room watching TV. It was a heavenly TV. He said, tell the king of Israel, don't go down that way. Because I see where the king of Syria is waiting an ambush for. And so they didn't go. They waited all that time. They said, So they went and waited ambush in another spot. He said, tell the king, don't go to that way tomorrow. Don't go down there because he's waiting down there tomorrow. Did it a number of times. Then the king of Syria got so frustrated. He said, which one of y'all is revealing opposition to the king of Israel? And one of the soldiers knew. He said, no, ain't none of us, king. There's a prophet that can tell you what you're doing in your bedroom. Angel TV. Tell somebody your words can change matter. Matter, like the subconscious mind, listen to me, matter doesn't care what it does, good or bad, it simply obeys you. That's why you got to rid your mouth, your vocabulary, of a bunch of foolish, negative, frozen talk. Because it's putting your life, sometimes your children's life, you done got angry, so you blurted out a bunch of stuff on them. How many of us are still dealing with that? All as you are, still dealing with stuff folks spoken to your life or went to extremes against you. But don't you make the same mistake. Speak life to them. Proverbs says, let the law of kindness be in your mouth. See, that's a trial. It get old, you being kind and somebody else being wicked all the time. They want to cuss, they want to say all kind of foolish stuff, but you got to keep the law of kindness. People think they punk you. They don't understand. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength under control. Folk that cuss a whole lot, they ain't got no control. They ain't got no strength. They trying to find some strength. Meekness ain't weakness. Humility is not stupidity. You gotta suffer sometimes, people thinking you're stupid. Thinking you don't know. You gotta suffer that sometimes. When you could have. Yes, and sometimes we say in our heart, I should have. But you didn't.
Amen.
And now there's a weight on you. But see, when you go through that with character, that weight becomes a weight of glory. Yes. You're not going to have any clout with God unless you first have a limp. You understand what I mean by the limp? The limp that Jacob walked with. Jacob, when he met God, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord changed his name, but in the process, he touched his thigh. Amen. Think about it a moment. He wrestled all night with an angel of the Lord. One fleshly, carnal guy was given the liberty by God to wrestle with one of his servants. That's a flame of fire. They can appear down here and be before the throne before you know it. Amen. Can destroy armies by themselves. Amen. And here's Jacob wrestling with him, saying, I ain't letting you go. I got you. I ain't letting you go till you bless me. And he blessed him, but then he touched him. Said, this is going to be the mark of your blessing. Amen. You used to running all the time. Amen. Skirting responsibilities. Amen. Cheating folk. Amen. Tricking folk. Right? Leah and Rebecca. You know, the whole deal. Laban. The birthright. All that. Doing all that. But now he couldn't do that. Tell somebody, no more running. Some have been running from situations. Amen. God said, you want a real encounter with me? I'm going to change your spiritual walk. Amen. You ain't going to be so quick to talk. You ain't going to be so quick to decide. So quick to judge somebody else. So quick to say stuff. Amen. You start walking with a limp. Then immediately you will begin to realize you see more. You begin to realize the presence is with you more often. You realize you're stronger now. What looks like weakness to the world is really strength to you. You're not competing with people anymore. You're not trying to size them up to outdo them. Amen. You just ain't going to let nobody outdo you. Well, that's all. That's carnal. Carnal mind is at enmity against God. But see, in the process, if you're going to the high place, the high frequency, all that stuff has to be worked out. Amen. I'm not saying that you're perfect, but you qualify. Amen. See, God qualifies who he calls. He doesn't call the qualified. Amen. All right? Are we clear? Amen. Either reinforce that which is, or change it with your words.
Amen. Amen.
Let me say this again. Matter, all this stuff, all these things that people pursue and want, they don't care what it, they don't care what it does. They don't care. Matter doesn't care what it does, whether it's good or bad. Matter don't care whether you get the car or not, whether you get the house or not, whether you get the deal or not. It don't care. Amen. Good or bad. It simply obeys you.
Amen. Amen.
How you going to get it when you full of doubt?
Amen.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.